alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording here. And we continue the subject of getting to know Allah.
You guys know your alphabet is, right?
No. Do we know Allah or do we just hear about Him every once in a while?
How many of you guys, the only time you really hear about Allah is on these Sundays? Yeah, I thought so. Come on guys, be honest here, there has to be more than one.
Okay, so this is the purpose of this one, is just letting you, getting you to know Allah. Okay? Not to just hear about Him every once in a while. Yeah, Allah is the Creator. Okay, what else? Okay? So, last time we ended at where we were explaining. Hand here, please. When we were explaining why did Allah create, why didn't He just create angels and trees, etc. So now Allah, and then tested. Now, in order to be tested, there has to be someone that will pull us into the evil direction. Who is the person or the creation of Allah that pulls us to the evil direction?
Shaitan
and other enemies. So, if we have a circle here, the ones who push us to the evil direction are Shaitan is number one enemy. There are other enemies, we'll go through them, inshallah. But this is Shaitan, is pulling us into the evil direction. And then, conscience. Conscience is leading us to the right direction. Is to follow Allah's guidance. Okay?
So it's spell Shaitan is how you want it, but I'm gonna spell it like that for throughout this whole year. I've got
that. You got that part? So okay. You might think then why would Allah create His own enemy? His own Shaitan, His own opposite. Why did Allah create His own enemies? From the lesson of last time, why did Allah create His own enemies? Like these, huh?
So He can test us.
MashaAllah, takbir, excellent answer. So that we get tested. Is it possible that we get tested without Shaitan?
Yeah.
How?
Well, we can think of something else.
Angels don't have these things. So they are not tested. Angels basically worship Allah naturally. Look, is it natural that we breathe or we think about it?
Natural.
Yeah, angels worship Allah the way we breathe. It's natural. It's not, they are not fighting. This side here, angels don't have. So they don't have other than Allah. That's it, you know, so that they are not going to be distracted from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Got it? So, is there any other reason for the creation of the Shaitan? So, reason number one, for testing to be possible. For testing to be possible, you have to have a Shaitan. What is the second reason for having a Shaitan? Huh?
I think that when He was created, it wasn't meant for Him to be bad, but then He turned bad.
He was always bad. He never was good. Even when He went to worship Allah like an angel in heavens. He was doing that to be recognized, to show off, to keep a title, which is the best guy ever, or the best creation of Allah.
Originally, jinns were like us. They were just walking around, and they were being tested. They were, that's why there's jinn, there's evil jinn and good jinn, because they still have freedom of will, but some of them are good jinn from when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Quran. That's for another time, because that's like and then there's the evil ones, and Allah had, like He will to do with us, once there was no good amongst them, Allah took all of them and not destroyed them.
Allah sent them an army of angels to fight them, trap them in the vacant areas of the ocean, and take Iblis up to heaven. So when they got him up, he was evil. When he started worshiping Allah like an angel, it's very impressive, by the way, to worship Allah like an angel if you're not. Like if we're talking about you, say, MashaAllah, this sister acts like an angel. Are you an angel? She's not an angel, but she's acting like an angel. Isn't that so impressive?
Because for them, it's as easy as we breathe. And if you saw somebody who doesn't breathe as often, like not a human being, and it's some kind of statue and it was breathing, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this statue breathes. And it has to try to breathe, and we have to try to worship, and so therefore it would be amazing if we had the 200% of purity.
Okay, so now there's another reason for creating the shaitan.
Anybody in the back? Were there maybe?
I'll give you a hint. Go ahead.
Well, when we make mistakes and fall into shaitan's path, we ask for forgiveness.
This is part of the test. Part of the subject, we're being tested by the shaitan. So this one covers what you just explained. But there is another, I'll give you a hint. Contrast.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Contrast.
So,
let me give them an example. If you eat chocolate all the time and you never ate anything other than chocolate, or you never ate anything except sweet, you have eaten only sweets, you never tasted sour, and all the food around you is sweet. Now, if I come and give you a piece of chocolate and then you eat it, and then I ask you, was it sweet? You would say, no, it's normal. Why?
Because you always eat sweets.
Always eat sweets. Let's say we always have daytime. We never had any night. And then I come and say, oh, mashallah, it's daytime. You say, what's the big deal? It's always like that. Right? You will not appreciate, you'll not appreciate the daytime unless you experience the nighttime. Right?
There actually is a place where it's always sunny.
It's for most of the time, for like 6 months, kind of like Antarctica. Another time.
It's Iceland.
Yeah, there are places where it's always nice weather. And then you come and say, hey, weather is nice today. They tell you, what do you mean nice? It's always like that. That's normal.
Kind of like California, because compared to like Indiana.
So in order to appreciate something, you look at the opposite, right? To appreciate the daytime, you need to experience the what?
The night.
The night.
Can somebody relate it back to this example up here? He practically filled in the blank. It's like right here. Anybody?
Unless you experience the bad, you'll never appreciate the good.
Takbir, mashallah, you're going into the right path. Continue.
That's all I have.
So we're not talking about bad and good here. We're kind of with Allah and Shaitan. Why did Allah create the Shaitan here?
Because you'll never appreciate Allah.
Takbir, that's right. In order to appreciate the kindness of Allah, you have to experience the meaning of Shaitan. Right? If you do not experience the meanness of the shaitan, okay, then you will never appreciate. I'll tell you, Allah's kind. You tell me, huh? Kind? Isn't that normal? I've never seen anything other than kind. You say, Allah's fair. You have to experience the unfairness of the shaitan to appreciate the what? Yes. They always say that unless you experience disease, you will not feel healthy. Unless you experience illness, you will not appreciate being healthy as much.
So, if somebody comes up, wow, you look so healthy today.
Yeah. And you never experience being rich until you never appreciate being rich unless you experience being poor. Or you see other poor people and you say, Alhamdulillah, I am not poor.
So relating this to real life, what we can do with your mouth.
So now you know why Allah created to to recognize Allah's names, Allah's qualities. Okay? There has to be an opposite. Right? So who's the opposite? Shaitan. Right? So when you experience the meanness, remember when people live in a dictatorship in a country that is under ruled by a dictator, they don't have freedom of speech, right? If they speak, they get arrested if they speak something against the dictator, right? Now, they, let's say, travel to a democratic country, and then they are told, you can say whatever you want. Huh? Really? Yeah, you can say whatever you want, and you can vote. Vote? Wow. You know, they have never, for us, this is normal. You know, this is not, this is what we have been experiencing. There's nothing there's nothing good about it, and sort of, we don't appreciate it that much, you know. But for them, they would really appreciate it so much. You got that part? Mm-hmm. So that's the second reason to have shaitan, is to recognize Allah by contrast. Okay. Now let's move to the other enemies. So why did Allah create his own enemies? For us to be tested and for us to recognize his qualities. All right? Okay. What are the other enemies? Okay.
I think I know.
Go ahead.
Temptation.
Takbir. Number two, temptations. Okay. And there are temptations. We have halal temptations and we have haram. So you can enjoy halal temptations. There are temptations that are halal. You can enjoy it. Okay? Not every temptation. There are some people evil temptations. Like what? Jealousy. What else?
Stealing.
Stealing, greed, selfishness, ego. All these temptations. These are bad temptations. But there's other good temptations, like love of your children. Is that a temptation? Yeah. Love your family. Is that a temptation? Yeah. Is that evil temptation? No. Not at all. Now, when loving your family becomes an evil thing?
When you do something bad for your family.
Yes. Or in other words, if you love your family more than you love Allah. More or equal. More or equal. Then it's haram love. Becomes a haram temptation. But if you keep loving your family less than Allah, then it's halal temptations. And Allah, trust me, will test you. Allah will put you into real life tests where you have to demonstrate and show which one you love more. Your family?
Can you think of an example such as that? Just like in everyday life where you put an example of this test?
You're loving your family on one side and loving Allah on the other side. Go ahead.
If you have to do something for your family and it's time to pray, then you have to decide whether to pray or do.
There is something else, maybe more clear, is that if you're asked to testify the truth and the truth is against your parents, then you lie. You lie because what? Because you testify false because you love your family, right? This is when you love your family more than you love Allah. Because would Allah be happy that you're doing a false testimony? Would Allah be happy? You think Allah would be happy? No. So if we have to testify against our own families, then we have to. Like you get in a car accident with your, let's say, mom driving. And then it was her fault. And then she blames the other guy. She says it's his fault. He's the one that ran a red light. And it is your mom that ran the red light. And you knew it. And then here we go to the court. You're testifying with your mom that the other guy, ran a red light. And say, I love my mom. I testify to her side. Now you love your mom more than you love Allah. Now it becomes an evil love. an evil temptation. Got it?
Doesn't it have to be something such as, it could be, for example, you're with your family somewhere, and you remember that you have to pray at Maghrib, but instead you decide to keep on having fun with your family.
Yeah, I just wanted to have a stronger example and more obvious example. So that's an example. And you will run into situations where you lie. You lie to protect one family member or things like that. And then this is going to be really bad. Okay. So now, what is the... So, halal temptations must be love less than love Allah. Love X less than you love Allah. So, when you love X more than you love Allah, this is the problem. But when you love X less than you love Allah, then it's good temptation.
X means pretty much any variable. Okay.
When you say Allahu Akbar, you're saying Allah's bigger is greater than X. X being anything. Okay. Three, what is the third enemy? Huh? Something has to do with lower desires? Yeah. The third enemy is what? Lower desires. So, you know about lower desires? You know? These lower desires, those lower desires tempt you to do something wrong. To satisfy these lower desires, you can satisfy these lower desires the halal way, or you can satisfy them the haram way.
For example, eating. Would you be a cannibal and eat humans, or would you eat a fruit?
Why would you want to eat a human?
I don't know, you're hungry. You're going to eat fruit or meat or something. Well, better than humans, it would be like drinking wine because you're thirsty versus drinking water because you're thirsty because you have food.
There are lower desires for the body, and you can satisfy them the halal way or you can satisfy them the haram way. Like, for example, just like she said, eating pork, the lower desire is feeling hungry, want to eat, one of the lower desires. You can eat pork or meat. So if you eat meat, it's halal way. If you eat pork, it's a haram way. But lower desires are really driving you bad. People, unfortunately, people date because of these lower desires. They go dating because of these lower desires.
Can anybody tell me why dating is wrong in Islam? I know you guys know it's wrong, but I know a lot of...
I don't want to get into that subject. I don't know. I'm just telling you that the desire to mate is an evil desire. I'm sorry, is a lower desire. And it can be done the halal way or the haram way. Okay, dating is doing it the haram way. Okay, so it might tempt you right there to, because of a lower desire, you might be tempted to do something evil. Number four and worst, one of the worst, is love of life pleasures. Love of life pleasures. You know, like, for example, you love to go to Hawaii. Okay. You can work and save some money and go to Hawaii, and that would be the halal way. Or you can steal money and go to Hawaii, and this would be the haram way. You got it? So you have two ways to go, either haram or halal. Huh? Loving to have a good, nice house. This is what... Here, you really love to have a big, huge, nice, cute house. But if you prefer this love, if you like do illegal business, to buy this house, then this is where you do it the haram way. But you got it? Some people really love life so much that they... Some people live their life as a party from birth to death. The whole life is just a big party to them. And I've seen people, not actually I've seen them, I heard about people who spend like a year on a cruise. They just, you know, they stay on the cruise and it keeps going. Every time the cruise is going somewhere, they go to, they take that cruise and go. So they do nothing except spend their time on cruises. That's
what
it.
What about those people who take like a year off to go see the world?
Yes, but when your life...
Is that bad?
At least
when your life is
something. But, and as long as everything is stable and plus you're working hard and praying and basics, right?
Yeah, people sometimes spoil themselves.
Like people in college who just like save up and then take a year off.
Oh, that's not a problem, but just make sure you don't spoil yourself. Like those guys, they're so rich that they can keep going from one cruise to another, to another, to another, and then they consume
like
their life. Years. Consume your, they consume their lives with these cruises. Like go from one to another, to another, to another. They consume their life. That becomes a waste of life, right? You waste your life. But if you go on vacation every once in a while, that's not bad. You got it? So you see your fourth enemy here? Love of life. Love of life pleasures. Okay. Now, when something, I'll teach you some technical stuff. When something, something evil, you want to do something evil. When you feel that you want to do something wrong. Okay. And you're wondering, is it from the shaitan or from temptations? How do you figure out? How do you know that this is a shaitan idea, satanic idea, or shaitan idea, or it is your own temptations, or your own lower desires? How do you figure out the difference? Now, this one is tricky.
Wait, we can brainstorm ideas. I mean, there is a wrong, right and wrong answer, but we won't be like, ha ha, you got it wrong. So, please.
Try.
Try.
Yeah.
I thought your hand was raised, so give me an idea.
How do you know the evil thing? Is it your own? Or is it your own desire? Or it is inspiration by the shaitan? How do you, can you tell the difference? How can you tell the difference? I tell you. Go ahead.
If you're doing it for the sake of Allah, or if you're doing it for yourself?
No, I mean both ways are wrong. Like, but how do you know that this wrong feeling or wrong desire is coming from the shaitan or from yourself? Okay, I'll give you that. Go ahead.
Well, I think this is wrong, but if you think something bad and you say, "A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem," the idea goes away.
Okay. Well, this is how it works. Shaitan works like a spark. Like what? Spark. The spark can start a fire. So shaitan does not whine, does not keep whining on you. Okay? Like shaitan will spark you with the evil idea. Just like the first touch. Shaitan can only start the like a spark. And it's up to you to let the fire grow or not. I'll give you an example. Go ahead.
Just right there. In the back, they had a very good question. In this class, we will not be using the book like at all. So, if it's hurting your back as you're carrying it back and forth, just leave it at home. Feel free to just read it at home. But if you know you're not going to use it, give it to the office because they will need extra copies. I have no idea why they give you the book. My dad specifically requested them not to give you the book. But we're not going to be covering it at all. These are topics that you won't learn in there.
The topic is very basic. The book is very basic. Like, treats you guys like children.
You guys are in like 7th, 6th grade. You guys should be
8th grade.
You guys are in 8th grade, 7th, 8th, 6th, whatever.
Okay,
grade.
Let's just go back quickly. So the shaitan does what? Hit and run. Shaitan sparks the idea. I'll give you an example. Remember Qabil and Habil? Cain and Abel. What happened is that jealousy, shaitan, start jealousy in the heart of Qabil like a spark. Just started the spark, started the idea. And then shaitan can't do anymore. Now the idea came to Qabil, and it was up to Qabil whether to let it grow or not let it grow. You see? So what happened is that Qabil started letting the jealousy fire go bigger and bigger and bigger until it turned him into a monster. Why? He was literally turned into a monster. Why?
So.
Because he smashed the head of his brother up by a rock.
By living life's pleasure, because he was just one of those people, he had a brother who didn't, and so he had these temptations of jealousy, which helped the shaitan spark.
That's
more
what
jealousy.
The shaitan spark starts and then leaves. Shaitan starts the fire, spark, and it's up to you to make it grow or stop it. Stop it means stop thinking about it. Change the subject. Think about something else. But if you keep thinking about it and feeding it by getting, by like, oh yeah, he got better shoes. Oh yeah, he got better Misharif A. Oh yeah, he got better this. He got better that.
Misharif A means I don't know what.
You know, anything. Yeah. He got a better car. He got a better people. He got better friends. He has a better life. He has a bigger house. Once you keep feeding your jealousy, it's going to grow bigger and bigger. And then at the end, it will turn you into a monster. A brother killing his own brother that way is a monster. It's not a human. It's a monster. What turned Qabil into a monster? That when Shaitan started jealousy, he did not stop it. Stop it by thinking about something else. Change the subject. So instead of saying, oh, he has better car, change the subject. Say, okay, cars. How many kinds of cars do we have? Toyota, Honda? You know. Change the subject. Think about something else. Do not feed the temptation. Got it? Got it? Okay. Now, how do you know it's from you? From you, if the desire is consistent. It's not hit and run. If it is, like, always, your desires are always nagging on you.
And the shaitan doesn't always come from inside of your head. I mean, it could come from indirect source of, I hear whispering in that direction over there. Okay, so if somebody comes up to me and is like, you're ugly, then I'm going to be the bigger man and not say, your face is ugly. Okay? That would be my automatic desire, and I would try not to say that. I'm not saying I wouldn't. Okay? Because we all have these temptations, and shaitan does come from indirect sources.
By the way, you know how the shaitan works? It places a feeling in your heart. Initial feeling. So that's whispering the shaitan means shaitan is going to play. Shaitan doesn't stop. Shaitan changes the feelings. And he can change the feeling only like hit and run. He's a bad guy. He doesn't stay. He hits and runs. So there is no human on the face of the earth that doesn't get the hit of the shaitan. We have no choice on that. Shaitan will come and shaitan will whisper. Whisper by putting evil feeling or evil idea. Either evil feeling in the heart or evil ideas in the what?
Mind.
Either this. Evil here or evil there. That's this whispering. Everybody gets it. Now, the good guys will not respond and walk away from the idea.
Do you want to like remember this? Just think like a monkey.
The bad guys will let it grow. With them. Think about it more and more and let it grow and let it grow and let it grow. Okay? When you steal a penny, then you steal a dime, then you steal a dollar, then you steal $1 million. It
Is
comes.
Is it different when you find a penny?
Oh, no. When you find a penny, you don't even have to tell anybody, you just take it. Worthless?
Yeah. It's like a penny, but okay. Guys, remember that if it's like labeled, you know whose it is and it's labeled. Oh,
who labels a penny?
Lena Alzani's penny. I'm just saying in the
Let's talk
scenario.
About a pencil. A pencil. A pencil is, you know, valuable. You know, it's not something that is. You don't have to go and say, I found a pencil. pencil, you can just take the pencil. Okay? You don't have to... when something has a value, like probably something like that, you should try to tell people, okay, or to put a note here if you've lost these colonies there.
Somebody stole my eraser that my friend brought me from Japan.
Okay.
I'm very sorry, but this is Islamic studies class, and I don't know how we got into the topic.
Oh, yeah.
Erasers from Japan.
Okay.
So
now,
continue.
Now. You know it's an evil. You know it's an evil from your evil desire. You know this evil is of your own if it nags on you and keeps nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging. Like we're hungry. When you get hungry, okay? Hunger, like in Ramadan, keeps nagging on you. I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty.
You know what I do? I watch TV.
This is not the shaitan inspiring you to feel hungry. That's your own.
That's part of the... Wait, no, here.
Yeah, that's your own. If you say, okay, it's a good idea to date, that's not the shaitan inspiring you. That's your own. Especially when your soul or yourself starts nagging on yourself. I want to date, 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 I want to date. And he keeps nagging on you consistently. Then this is your own evil idea, not the shaitan. Got it? Now, people end up being worse than shaitan. You know how? People can keep doing evil things until they become worse than a shaitan. Why? By acting like a shaitan, by doing the job of the shaitan. Allah talks about them in the Quran, that there are human shaitans and jinn shaitans. Jinn shaitans are the ones we know. Human shaitans are the ones who teach the jinn shaitan. Like jinn shaitan used to say, oh, at the beginning I had to teach people evil. Now I'm learning from them. So there are people who do evil. Like there are people who do these bad movies, for example. Really good bad movie.
What? Or, that makes sense.
Very well made bad movie.
Costs millions of dollars, but bad movie, we mean unmoral, rated R, and shouldn't be watched, even if you were above 18.
Yes.
Rated R is different. Like, if it's a horror movie, then it's just rated R because it's scary.
No,
you kind of just have to look. There's certain websites. I think there's one called Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes,
it gives you a scale. If it's rated R based on the bad words, bad language, the
violence,
drugs,
violence, blood. But what I'm trying to see here, if the movie will bring to your heart the evil desires and the lower temptations, like these adult movies, for example, if they are, shaitan cannot make you see the evil. Shaitan can only put an idea in your brain or your head. But those evil people have made a movie with a lot of good sound and pictures and every fascinating thing to teach you evil.
I mean, they're adults. Please,
shaitan can't do that.
Adults.
Poor shaitan can't do that. Poor shaitan cannot make a movie.
But what if you, like, watch the movie not and, like, don't get...
No, you don't watch it because watching it is haram from the one.
If it's on accident...
Yeah.
Then
Allah forgives the accidents.
Away or you close it. Once you know, okay?
You walk away from
for
it.
For whatever, one reason or another, that's what's once you know. But after you know, whether it's from point A, B, C, or D, you need to stop watching it because, especially if you know the entire plotline, it's going to be about it.
Right. And sometimes also, when I remember when I was young, I watched a movie that a lady... cheated on her husband. But she did that because he was so evil and he was so mean and he was so nasty. And the movie makes you sympathize with her. But legally, from a Islamic point of view, she cheated on her husband. That's a wrong thing to do. There's no justification for that. But because I was young and I was not aware of this deception, that they put the poison inside the honey. So I sympathized with the girl, even though she was cheating her husband. But the movie made me sympathize with her. And maybe I said to myself, yeah, she's right, he's wrong. But the actual truth is that she is cheating with her husband. She's wrong and he's right.
Well, it depends on what kind of...
No, they're both wrong.
What perspective. Yeah, they're both wrong. So if you're overlapping them, yeah, they're both wrong. The guy is wrong for cheating the wife horribly, and the woman is wrong in the sense that she's cheating on her husband. I mean, in both ways, those are right.
Yeah.
But if you switch the point of views...
Hold on. She said something that I want to... You said what? If both were wrong? Who? You? You said if both are wrong. Now, look at you here. So, you're thinking that if the husband is wrong, then it's okay to cheat on the husband. See?
What? No.
That's what I thought when I watched the movie, because the movie gave me that message. You sympathize with the girl. She's so cute. She's so innocent. Her husband is so mean and ugly, and she fell in love with another guy and cheated on her husband. And she's so, you know, the movie is designed to make you sympathize with her. Okay? And movies like that, I did not realize the poison hidden in that movie until I...
Again, he didn't realize.
Yeah.
The second that you do realize, whether at the end point, which is now, versus... Then you do ask for forgiveness. Hi, Sarah.
Yes. So now, no interruption. Now, there is another thing that also can be done by movies. Shaitan can't do this. Shaitan can't make a movie. Have you ever seen a movie produced by a jinn shaitan? No. Human shaitans can produce a movie to poison your mind. I'll give you an example. Who saw Little Mermaid? Little Mermaid.
Ariel, you know, if you have little siblings, you have to have one.
Anything wrong? Just a minute. Anything wrong with the movie?
Yes, her outfit.
No.
Yes, but at the same time...
But this is not the one I'm asking for. There is a poison hidden in the honey. The movie is a piece of honey.
She's not listening to her father.
Perfect.
Like in Rapunzel too.
Good job.
She's not listening to her.
Good job. They telling you she rebelled against her parents and she did what she wants and she became successful. She was right and they were wrong. That's the message. You didn't notice, huh? You didn't notice, right?
It's eating you, these little bugs, and it's crawling inside of you, you guys.
And you're not feeling it. That's why the shaitan is very weak compared to these shaitans. Because shaitan can't make a movie.
Unless you see the movie, and at the very end it says produced by shaitan.
Yeah. And usually...
Honestly, take a screenshot and send it to me if you guys ever find that.
That's why the shaitan, before he was used to teach humans, now he's learning from evil. Because shaitan cannot influence you the way your desires influence you. Or those shaitan, human shaitans, Allah called them literally in the Quran, human shaitans, because they do exactly the job of the shaitan. They do what the shaitan wants. Okay. If you dress not modestly, if you wear like a short skirt and you walk, shaitan uses you to spread unethical temptations. How? Shaitan will make people stare at you and look at you. Okay? So shaitan is using you to spread unethical temptations. Dating and all these things. Okay? But if you're nicely dressed, shaitan can't use it. Because you're covering your beauty. As we're going to talk about it later. About the hijab.
Once we get you more involved, right now you guys are just like zombies. I swear, I'm looking at you guys all look the same. Like little houses and makeup tubes. That's a reference that I'm guessing you guys don't get. Because again, you guys are zombies.
Wait, what did you say?
Zombies.
Little houses on the hillside. Little houses in the TikTok. And all the little houses just... That was
don't get
old
your
time.
Stuff because the class ends at 12:15. So, still have to go.
So, every second counts because I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, 45 minutes every Sunday. But come on, guys, 45 minutes every Sunday.
To know Allah, not to only hear about Him. To know He is, details about Allah, not just hear about Him every once in a while. So, you see the idea here? So you can do something haram. Shaitan uses you to spread unethical temptations. Tell me, for Allah's sake, if you go to school, if you go to school wearing this, and there is a guy, a bad guy who wants to date, would he want to date you, or want to date a girl who's wearing the short pants? What I'm trying to say is that the bad guy will have no interest with you. So no, she's righteous. She's righteous girl. She's covering her beauty. No, I want a girl that is bad. So basically, Shaitan used the dress of this girl who's dressed very indecently, or like wearing bikini or whatever. Shaitan is using her to spread unethical temptations. This is when she becomes a human shaitan. If she knows what she's doing, of course. If she doesn't know, this is another story. But you got this part? Okay, so if the evil idea is nagging on you day and night, then it is?
Your own, yes.
Your own. If it is hit and run, then it is?
Shaitan.
And then when shaitan hits and runs, then you need to change the subject. Change the subject. Think about something else. Alright? When you see, like, there was this guy who was wearing a dress, and his accessories and dress is about like $2,000. Okay? So, others get jealous of him. Oh, look at this guy's wearing fancy clothes, wearing fancy shoes, wearing Rolex, whatever, watch, fancy watch. Okay, and instead of feeling jealous, you change the subject. Don't think about it. Look somewhere else and think about something else. Remember that. This is the key word. The key word is what? Change
the subject. I mean, we even give you a very good one. Carlos, there's so many different colors. You can have, like, convertibles without the top, or you can have a top, or it can be black. Like, sometimes the top can be different colors than the actual car.
Now, look at these four. Look at these four. And keep an eye. Those are the enemies of Allah. Those are the enemies of Allah. If they exceed, they turn into evil love. I'm sorry, evil temptation instead of good halal temptation. All right? Okay. Now, the Quran provides treatment for every one of those. In the love of life, the Quran talks about this life as what? Something, nothing compared to the hereafter. Allah tells you that this life is nothing, is nothing compared to the hereafter. Whatever pleasure you get here, because there is also, I want you to write down here, some people, God, the God of some people is the dollar. The Jannah is the joy, enjoyment, or fun. The hellfire is poverty. Suffering. You got it? Pain. So, those people work like that. Dollar is my God. Pain is my pleasure is my Jannah. Pain is my hellfire. You got it? You understand? So people say, okay, fasting is painful, right? So if I run away from the pain, then if I run out of the pain and I choose the pleasure of eating and drinking, then I am controlled by what? By pleasure. So I do anything that causes me pleasure. It doesn't matter halal or haram. I run away from anything that causes me pain, regardless if it's halal or haram. You got that idea? So the gut is dollar. The joy is Jannah. The pain is in hellfire. Now, fasting is painful, right?
No.
It's painful.
No.
It is. You're weird.
For a lot of people,
I hate to...
You do it after 30 days, by the end of it, you're like, ah, that wasn't painful. Because you've been doing it day after day for 3. Meanwhile...
Unless you're doing it in the heat.
We do it. I still do. We do fast in the heat.
No, I don't, because I stay home.
Okay,
now
sometimes... hold on. Just let's not get in that. Sometimes, or many times, you know, actually most of the times, fasting is pain. You have a question? Fasting is pain.
People, it is painful.
Yes. People prefer to run away from pain into pleasure. Now, money sometimes corrupt you. You know, I've heard about the stories of those who win the lottery. Did you guys ever get a chance to look to see what happened to them? They bring them later on. They've been destroyed by the money. The money destroyed them. They turned into drug addicts. They turned into alcoholic. They turned away from their spouses, going looking for fun. Before, they could not afford the evil fun.
Plus, you fall into a pattern, and when it is, your pattern is go to work, come home, eat dinner, the family, and then suddenly one day, all of a sudden, you win all of this money. You don't have to go to your job. You could go to parties and you can eat dinner there. You could do blah blah blah. And suddenly, you have this whole new pattern, and the family is not on the same pattern, and it kind of destructs the entire system.
Yes, and some people remember. Some people. Commit suicide when they are billionaires. I remember Christina, the daughter of the billionaire Onassis, the one who married Jacqueline Kennedy. And here we go. She committed suicide, even though she is rich and famous.
Why?
And the singer also, there was the precious British singer that committed suicide when became famous.
Why? Also, the lottery winner, it was a daughter and son inside the same week. The daughter, I don't think they found her body yet, but actually they did, like a week or two
Get
later, like washed up on shore, and the son was on drugs, and he crashed on the same bridge, like the same part of the water. Drunken.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to say, the people who are poor are much more likely to enjoy. How? When you get a new car, wow, a new car, you're happy. When you get a new house, wow, a new house, you're happy. When you get a nice vacation, wow, a nice vacation, you're happy. But when you are rich, a nice car, so what's the big deal? I can buy 10 of those. Okay.
And by poor and rich, we mean relative to our states right now. If some people who were actually poor and they got food, then they'd be like, wow, food! Whereas we're just like...
Or even we are as a middle class people, not a filthy rich. When you get a car, when you get a vacation, you're happy. You're happy. But those guys don't forget happy because they have tried everything that the life can offer. Life offered them certain pleasure. They finished all of it, and nothing will cause them pleasure anymore. But at the same time, it's painful. If they are depressed, so they say, if life is to have fun, and I am depressed, why should I stay alive?
I know somebody in Africa. They had this lottery that you get enough money, like to move somewhere else where you can have. Like a better life, and that person who takes care of my brother, my little sister, she used the money so that she could move here.
Oh, okay.
There's actually a statistic. There was a boy and a girl. I forget which one was in which room, but they had hold up just a second. Right, they had given the girl a whole bunch of toys, and they had given the boy one toy. The girl just kind of went from each one, and then she just got bored really quickly. Whereas the boy, when he got the toy, whatever it was, he was probably playing for a good 3 hours, 4 hours actually, until he actually got bored. So that just goes to show you, it doesn't. You don't really need a lot.
You can consume all pleasures of life. You have got everything. You've tried everything, and nothing causes you pleasure anymore. You're bored of this whole entire life. What do? Then you become yourself, and you find them. But if you're middle class, you there is very good possibility that things that cause you pleasure happen very often. Very often. So be not careful of what you ask for. Sometimes the money is an enemy. Sometimes the money
just
is
stuff
and
cover if you don't
got
have
it.
Any picture.
Okay. Alright. Don't forget to go online. Listen to the class, answer the questions, and email me the answer.
How many of you guys actually remembered to go online last week and do your homework? Wow, nice to know. Dad, duck and cover.
Stop recording.
Oops. Give me a second. You can have the rest of my chips.
What?
It's all over there on the corner table. You can have the rest of my chips.
Stop recording.
Can I erase the board?
After we take a picture of it, can you take pictures? I really.